Every corpse has a tale to tell, and this one has the touch of evil.
Archie, a kid is dead. I saw you guys.
How you feel about me? Is it real?
I'm asking you right now if you love me.
Who are you lying to?
I'm Breakfast at Tiffany's, but this place is strictly in cold blood.
This should be fun.
Did you and Donnie Darko kill him together?
Nothing this bad was ever supposed to happen here.
Maybe there's another side to the story.
There's a possibility Jason's murderer will soon be in this room.
This whole car is a crime scene.
No fingerprints.
You're a little more dangerous than you look.
Riverdale. Series premiere Thursday, January 26th on The CW.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to the Riverdale Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. Today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about last night's episode of Riverdale titled Faster Pussycats Kill Kill, which honestly, what even is that title? I don't even know, truthfully. But we basically have two kind of subplots of the episode. Basically, we have everything going on with the variety show, and then we have everything going on with Betty and Jughead trying to figure out exactly what happened with Polly. And first of all, I just want to say, y'all, and this can be proven, I have the screenshots, you can check the time code, but I don't know, when I was watching the episode and they were doing like the previously on Riverdale thing, I just was kind of thinking, and I was like, what if Polly and Jason had a fight about the fact that Polly was pregnant? Polly's parents didn't really appreciate that, and they sent her away so that nobody would find out that she was pregnant, and that's why Betty is not allowed to see her sister. And y'all, you know I was right, okay? I wasn't completely right on the aspect of Jason, but y'all, I was right. Okay, I just want to put that out there. This can be proven. I did post this. But I really, really think it's insane, the fact that I called that, first of all. But yeah, I guess we're just going to jump full force into Polly, because honestly, this is what I cared about in the episode. Not to say that like anybody else in the episode wasn't important, but I just, like, obviously, I think that the Polly storyline was more important than, you know, Archie and the Pussycats on stage. I just really do. But yeah, so basically, Betty and Jughead go on this kind of excursion to figure out exactly what happened with Polly, and they track her down, and Betty finds out that Polly is pregnant, and from what Polly is telling Betty, she and Jason had planned to run away together, and they were going to raise this baby, and, you know, their parents weren't going to get in the way of that. And the day that they were supposed to run away together, the 4th of July, her parents had her, you know, basically kidnapped, but, you know, taken away to this facility that she's at, which is awful, first of all. So, of course, you know, Betty's mom gets there because she's insane and has everybody alert her as soon as Polly gets visitors, but they, you know, have, like, this random, very awkward, strange family reunion in the middle of this facility, and Polly kind of breaks down, and oh, poor Polly didn't know that Jason was dead, and that just crushed me. Like, we know absolutely nothing about Jason, but, we know this, and, you know, it's hard to explain, because we know next to nothing about Jason, but still, it cannot be fun to have the person that you thought you loved die, and you didn't even know about it. Like, I can't even imagine. And the father of your child at that. So, I just can't even imagine that. But poor Polly. But, Betty assures her that they're going to get her out of there. Hopefully they will find a way, because I think she's a very interesting character and she'll add a nice dynamic to the show. But basically Betty's parents sit her down and are like, hey, don't believe anything your sister says. She's crazy. Which is awful to talk about your child in that way. But, basically, Betty is like, okay, well, maybe, what if they're right? So she and Jughead set off to find proof, and they find, I'm not sure if it was Jason's car or if it was just a car in general, but it had a lot of Jason's stuff in there. It had his Letterman jacket, a few of his things. So they come to the conclusion that Polly was telling the truth, and they were going to run away together. So, of course, they go and thankfully snap a few pictures first, and then they go get the sheriff, and then, of course, when they get back, the car's on fire. But thankfully, they did get those pictures, because I was going to scream if there was no proof at all. But I'm not sure what they're going to do with this information. But also, speaking of Betty and Jughead, the two share a kiss on the episode, and honestly, I'm digging it. Like, I really am. I think it was cute. I love Jughead and I love Betty, so of course I would love them together. It's like a pile of awesome. But, yeah, I'm excited to see where they take this new information. Switching gears, let's talk about, Archie. Oh, dear. Now, it's not that I don't like Archie. It's that I have zero emotions towards him. It's not like I hate him, but I also don't particularly like him, and I know that sounds awful, but I don't know, he's just not that interesting to me. He hasn't given me anything to root for. But Archie is getting ready to debut his music for the town, pretty much, and he's trying to play at the variety show, but he has a bad case of stage fright. So originally Veronica works it out to where he has a slot and Veronica will sing backup with him. But I don't know, for some weird, strange reason, he ends up thinking that it's a good idea to sing with Val instead of Veronica, which is insane. And Val quits the Pussycats because I don't even know. I don't know. The whole thing just felt so random and rushed to me. Like, Val doesn't even know Archie that well, and she just quit a band that she's been in for years. I don't know. The whole thing seems a little bizarre to me, but Val quits the Pussycats, and Archie's like, hey, you were just doing it as a favor to me, right, Veronica? Like, I got Val now. It was just, like, Archie's such an idiot. I don't understand. But, of course, Veronica gets upset, because of course you would. And, Veronica retaliates by joining the Pussycats with Josie. And they end up at this very strange dinner. And here's the thing. I don't dislike Josie, but I don't know. Like, they did this whole kind of sympathy thing about how her father is apparently, like, some kind of bigwig or something, and they expect her to be perfect, perfect, perfect all the time, flawless. And, obviously, I know that that's, like, a huge amount of strain to place on a child. But I don't know. I was watching it, and I don't know what it is about it that, like, by all means, it should have tugged at my heartstrings, I feel like. But I don't know. I just didn't, like, it just didn't really convince me. And I don't know. I don't really think it was the acting. I don't know what it was about it. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I just didn't get the emotion that I think they were trying to draw out of me. I don't know. But, of course, Archie is able to do it on his own, and Val rejoins the Pussycats. And at the end of the episode, Archie and Val share a kiss. I'm just shaking my head because Archie, that literally is four. That's four women. That's four guys. That is Val, Veronica, Betty, Miss Grundy. Where will it end? I do not know. But, yeah. So that's really mostly all I had to talk about this episode. It was an okay episode. It wasn't as flawless as some of the others. Definitely think there should have been more focus placed on Betty and Polly and Jughead. But, you know, gotta deal with the rest. I don't know. It wasn't my favorite episode, but there were definitely some great seeds in this one, so I'm looking forward to next week, and hopefully my girl Cheryl's in it, because I love Cheryl, and I would love to see more Betty, Jughead, Polly stuff going on, so hopefully we'll get some more of that. But thank you guys for listening to this recap, and I will catch you next week for another Riverdale review, and goodbye.
Every corpse has a tale to tell, and this one has the touch of evil.
Archie, a kid is dead. I saw you guys.
How you feel about me? Is it real?
I'm asking you right now if you love me.
Who are you lying to?
I'm Breakfast at Tiffany's, but this place is strictly in cold blood.
This should be fun.
Did you and Donnie Darko kill him together?
Nothing this bad was ever supposed to happen here.
Maybe there's another side to the story.
There's a possibility Jason's murderer will soon be in this room.
This whole car is a crime scene.
No fingerprints.
You're a little more dangerous than you look.
Riverdale, series premiere Thursday, January 26th on the CW.